Chapter 4 3,000 Miles by Train. There was time and to spare for a powerful amount of individual thinking as the endless seeming ride entered its third week, with the train well into western Siberia. We had been losing interest in the names of stations, each with their white painted bust of Stalin prominently displayed. The stopping places all looked alike, stretches of bleak, snow-covered country, sometimes wooded and sometimes not. They varied only in the degree of cold they offered. The further east we went, the lower became the temperature. We debouched on more than one occasion into the teeth of a shrieking, snow-laden northeaster, and were not sorry to huddle back into the communal half-warmth of the truck. We went on gleaning things about one another. I discovered that no one in this crowd had a lighter sentence than 10 years hard labor. My own sentence of 25 years was fairly common, and there were a few even longer. Quite half of the men had one crime in common. They had served in the Polish armed forces. They talked, as soldiers will, the world over, of their experiences and the places they had served in, of their regiments and their friends. It set me thinking back and to taking stock of myself. I did not want particularly to bring my mind back to Poland, but there was nothing else to do. I think it was an escape backwards to the memory of freedom. It was the little Jew who started me recalling it all. He posed me an odd question. For a Jew, a most odd question. When the Germans came through in the west and the Russians in the east, this little man with his little shop in Beloystok realized on his stock and bought diamonds. He had relatives in Zirardov, the textile center near Warsaw, and a shoemaker friend who made him a special pair of boots into which he built the diamonds. So, his preparations made, he set out to flee Poland. Where was he going? Why, to Germany. Because, he said, he did not trust the Russians. But, I argued, the Germans would have killed you. They hate Jews. Maybe, maybe, he answered, but at least I was right about distrusting the Russians. Just look at me now. Perhaps it was well for him that he never was given.